dashed across the yard, waving her hands. "Stop that, you gnarish, crazy rooster! You have your own food in the coop!" Hector kept eating. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Rachel clapped her hands. "Buddy, wake up! Hector's stealing your food!" Buddy opened his eyes, stretched, and scratched his ear. Rachel pointed to the rooster. "Don't you care that he's robbing your food? Chase him away, Buddy." With a shake of his furry red head, Buddy jumped to his feet and leaped off the doghouse. Woof, woof, woof. He rammed the fence with his nose. Hector screeched and jerked away from Buddy's dish, but when he tried to pull his head through the hole in the fence, he got stuck. Bawk, bawk, bawk.
Grrr, woof, woof.
Buddy swiped at the rooster's head with his paw.
Bawk, bawk! Woof, woof, woof!
"What's all the ruckus about?" Jacob shouted as he raced from the barn. "What's wrong with Buddy?" Rachel pointed to the chicken. Hector was trying to steal Buddy's food. Then Buddy went after him, and now Hector's head is stuck. "Can you do something, Jacob? I'm afraid Buddy might hurt him." Even though Rachel had wanted Hector to stop eating Buddy's food, she didn't want Buddy to hurt the poor critter.
"Yeah, okay, I'll see what I can do."
Jacob opened the gate to Buddy's dog run and stepped inside.
"Here, Buddy. Come, boy."
Grrr.
Buddy was nose to beak with the rooster and wouldn't budge.
"Bad dog. Come when I call."
Jacob grabbed Buddy's collar and pulled him away from the chicken.
"See if you can get the rooster's head out now," he said to Rachel.
Rachel squatted beside Hector and placed her hands around his neck. Slowly, gently, she pulled.
Bawk, bawk!
Hector's head popped free. Looking a bit dazed, he stood there a few seconds, shook his head, and then wobbled across the yard, crowing all the way.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
"What a gnarish chicken," Rachel muttered. "He ought to know better than to stick his beak where it doesn't belong." Jacob snickered.
"Yeah, just like some people I know."
Rachel glared at him. "What's that supposed to mean?"
"Oh, nothing."
Jacob patted the dog's head, stepped out of the dog run, and closed the gate.
"Be good, Buddy. I'll come back to play with you after I finish my chores in the barn."
Buddy plodded back to his doghouse, only this time he crawled inside instead of jumping on top. "That was a close call for the rooster," Rachel said, as she walked beside Jacob. Jacob shrugged.
"That's what the critter gets for trying to steal Buddy's food."
Rachel's brows furrowed.